The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, dial here toll free. It's the live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right back into your phone call to bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in. The Index of Economic Freedom from the Cato Institute and the Fraser Institute. I'm sorry, I said Fraser was in the United States earlier. They're Canada-based. So Cato and Fraser teaming up for this index, ranking the United States at number 12 in the world, down from number 2 over a decade ago. It's just consistently year after year, been falling down the list. And, you know, a question I asked earlier is how could anyone in the United States look at this list, see the United States at number 12 on it and dropping, and make the claim still that this is the freest country? Now, Carl brings up an interesting point listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. You said, well, what about social freedoms? What about, like, you know, freedom of the press, freedom of speech? I wanted to give you a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I don't consider the whole thing of freedom of speech. I don't consider that a social type of freedom. I consider that a basic type of freedom that we have.
Okay.
And I think it's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. Now, I agree with you guys. I'm not taking any type of issue as far as economics. I wish we were freer in that. But when you talk about if you're looking at the whole, which is to say that we are the freest, I think you have to count speech very, very. I mean, I think it's huge. I think it's big, and I think it's,
I think
it's,
the right to complain is probably, you know, the United States. We still have that that we can claim that. You've got the right to complain in the United States. I did look up, and this is the only list I've found on social freedoms ever. If somebody has another one, I'd be interested in it. But from capitalismisfreedom.com. They ranked the countries of the world. The United States came out 17th for social freedoms.
Again, I don't know where freedom of speech falls in there as far as
sure. But you can wait freedom of speech any way you want to wait it. But you've also got to consider that, you know, the right to complain is not everything. It's nothing.
Well, but I mean, where would you guys rate it?
Where would I consider freedom of speech? I would consider it a basic right among all the other basic rights. If my right to own a weapon or my right to engage in commerce is being subjugated, the right to complain about it isn't that useful because nobody seems to care.
Hold on. Before we go on to the right to bear arms, let's look at you're going to have to break that one down state by state because there's an insane level of variety within the United States on that.
That's absolutely true. But what we're talking about here is comparing us to other nations. I would agree. I think the freedom to bear arms, I would like more freedom with that, and you have a right to complain about that, but I think as far as comparing us, I thought that's what the discussion was about, was comparing us to other nations. That's another freedom you really can't compare to any other country in the world because nobody has that the same way that we do.
In what way are Western European countries prevented from freedom of speech?
I think in most of those countries that they can actually jail you for speaking out against the government.
They've got hate speech charges.
You don't have to go any
further. In Canada,
there are people in jail right now in Canada for speaking out against the government.
Now, I don't know, Carl, of a freedom of speech index, but the closest thing I can find is Journalists Without Borders or Reporters Without Borders.
Yeah.
They come up with a yearly World Press Freedom Index, and obviously there's different factors factored in here, but the United States is currently at number 46 on that list, with countries like Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Luxembourg all in the top five, Andorra at number five. So lots of European countries with much greater press freedoms than the United States. So that to me is an indicator of free speech as well. If you can say what you want from the mouthpiece of the press.
Well, it could be depending on what they factor in. You could be right.
Well,
but But
you looked. You were looking for some information. I found some information for you.
This is all we got. Well, the only thing we could do is go on the internet and look at lists. And, I mean, if you just want to sit there and say, oh, the United States must be the best because I like it.
No.
I love red, white, blue, and eagles.
That's not my point. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Well, you don't have freedom of speech in the United States. I can tell you that. If I wanted to get on the radio and I want to say six dirty words, I can't. Now,
yes, but you're able to get on the radio and say anything you want right now. I mean, that's the whole concept.
No, I can't. There are six words I can't say. There's probably more than that, but be prurient.
But as far as political speech, you are able to say anything you want.
Okay, well, I would venture to say that there are other places on the planet you can do that.
Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rick. He's listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hey, Rick.
Hey, wow, I was just thinking there are places you guys would be beheaded for talking the way you're talking.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm not saying I don't appreciate being able to say what we're saying, but, I mean, sorry, the United States is not the freest place in the world.
What's that got to do with slipping down to 12 on the World Economic Freedom Chart?
Well, no. What I called about, your idea of open borders, the problem
yes,
is
sir. It's not my idea. All I did was quote a number from openborders.org where the world would see a doubling in world GDP.
Okay.
But go ahead, Rick.
Well, the problem is there's economic boundaries there. Right, what I pay into the entitlement program should go to my fellow countrymen, not to somebody in Chile or Africa.
Why do you keep paying into them?
That should have been said on the onset. I don't believe that you should have the obligation to support somebody who comes to this country to make a better life for themselves. I don't think they should be allowed.
But I do.
Okay.
Why don't you stop?
I know.
Well, I'm sorry that there's a tyrannical government in Washington, D.C. that isn't going to listen to you and isn't going to listen to me on the things that we want.
Right.
We're talking about a fantasy world where there's open borders. In a fantasy world where I can open borders, I can also say that I would do away with every single welfare program because I don't think you should support somebody from Tijuana any more than you should have to support somebody from San Diego.
Yeah, that's not reality, though, right?
Neither is opening the border. Neither is bringing all the troops back. The reality is the United States has slipped down to number 12 on the World Economic Freedom Chart, and if this pattern continues, we'll be number 62 in 25 years. Are you prepared for that, sir?
No, I'm frustrated because of the people that are in charge of our government.
Yep.
What would you like to see? What would you like to see change?
Oh, goodness. I couldn't even begin to. Gosh, there's a huge list.
Pick one. What's an important issue?
Well, the entitlement thing. It's not. We know for a fact it's abused to no end. It's not right. We should damn us if we don't take care of the people that need help. But on the other hand, there are just millions of people, and I'm not going to say 100 million or. There's probably 4, 5, 6 million people in this country that are just robbing us all blind.
Yeah, and there's also the politicians. Thanks for the call, Rick. I appreciate it.
Entitlement programs are relatively small in comparison to what the spending is out there. I would say corporate welfare dwarfs regular welfare.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
But that's what the government does. It turns us against each other. It takes the middle class, turns it against the poor. Takes the poor, turns it against the rich. Takes the rich, turns it against the middle class. And I know who wins. The rich do. They're able to give the politicians more money.
Well, right. And they want people to be fighting each other so they won't notice who the real criminals are, which, of course, the government people, the government goons who want to rule.
It's not rich versus poor. It's the government against you.
Yeah. They want to rule over your life, and they are ruling over your life. And the sad part is you've got folks who see what's wrong with this forced wealth redistribution system, as our last caller did seem to understand. But they think the solution is to try to keep people out of the United States. And so they're just asking for more government spending. I understand they'd like to see welfare cut, but they're not looking at that as their solution. They're looking at, well, okay, well, we don't believe welfare can be cut because, well, the Republicans and Democrats have never really done anything to stop it. So they don't realistically believe that that's possible, but they certainly can see the idea of having more troops, right? Having more men with guns on the border, that seems realistic, right? The government certainly can get bigger, so let's have more government enforcement on the border, because they're small government conservatives, and they want more government, right? Am I missing something here? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or maybe being conservative doesn't actually be mean being in favor of smaller government after all now, does it? More coming up here. You can take control at 855-453, and this is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here live on Saturday night. We do a show live 7 nights a week, so there's plenty of chance for you to get your thoughts on the air here on Free Talk Live. You can do it in two ways. One, call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's a number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. We're talking about the U.S.'s current ranking in the Index of Economic Freedom. There are actually two of them in the world, and the U.S. is currently ranked at number 12 in both. We can continue that discussion. Also, open borders have come up, as well as other stuff. So feel free to comment and also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
Is privacy dead? Not if we have anything to do about it. On November the 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. It's free. Hackthetrackers.com.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. Ashley's listening in Wichita at KQAM. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to kind of get your opinion and sound off on some disturbing things I heard a previous caller say as far as how free he thinks our freedom of speech is. I don't really see how anyone in our country that has any electronic device, whether it be a smartphone, a tablet, I mean, you have to sign away all your rights just to be on Facebook or Google. I mean, they are allowed to access your camera, your microphone, overtake it without your permission just to have IM Messenger. I mean, if we have true freedom of speech, then why are all these things being regulated by our tyrannical government?
It's a really interesting question, right? Like, so if, there are studies that if somebody's on camera, they act differently than they do if they're not on camera, right? Like, so if you put your employee on the cash register and you put a camera on them, they're less likely to steal money than if you don't put a camera on them, and this makes perfectly good sense. So if the government is listening to and reading all of, you know, basically all electronic communication, is that freedom of speech? And I would agree with you, it's not.
Well, there's also evidence, Ashley, and we didn't get into this in the last segment, but there's plenty of stories about people in the media who've been threatened. So, for instance, and there's a variety of these over the last few years, but of folks who work in news media who have sources that they want to keep private, the government has, in many cases, forced them to turn over that information or put them in jail if they don't turn it over. So, you know, that's partially one of the reasons why the United States is at number 47 on the index, the world index of press freedom. So, yeah, the idea that we have true freedom of speech is really just an affected illusion. I mean, it's more free here than in a lot of places as far as what you can say. But if you get behind a microphone or in front of a camera and you say certain things, then that definitely puts you at a greater risk.
Oh, definitely. And it's basically when you have to resort to wearing a so-called anonymous mask just to protest, what have we come to?
Yeah, and of course, if you look at the way the police behave, especially around protests towards
them. They're totally militarized. I don't know right. As far as where you guys are located, but where I'm located, they're in the process of militarizing our police. The National Guards are actually donating tankers, armed tankers,
yes,
to the police department.
Yep, they do that all around the country. They've
yeah,
got something
everywhere.
Called the Bearcat that the U.S. government, the Department of Homeland Security, has been purchasing brand new for police departments.
We have drones that fly over here at our Air Force base all the time doing drills. They say that they're not getting in people's privacy, but I find it a bit odd that when I go to certain links on YouTube, oh, this video has been shut down. Well, sure it has, because it's about a tyrant, a mobster, that's running our country. Of course this was shut down.
Well, they're always mobsters running the country, right?
You know?
I mean, Ashley, you would agree that there are always tyrants and mobsters in charge of the United States.
Yes, and I think that's the problem, is that the people need to wake up and realize that we're not we the people unless we the people actually stand up and do something about it.
Thanks for the call, Ashley. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I like the idea of standing up and doing something. Of course, most people don't know what they can actually do.
Yeah.
It seems like the options are fairly limited. You can, if you're upset about the U.S. government, you can go stand on the side of the road, hold yourself a sign up, and wave at people as they drive by.
And look like the crazy person predicting the end of the world.
You could try to get elected to some sort of U.S. government position and try to go up against moneyed people that have all kinds of resources and big corporate donors.
But the system was set up by rich people to benefit rich people. It is extraordinarily difficult to get in at the lowest levels of government, let alone manage to make it to the highest levels where you can actually do something.
So it seems like there's no real option.
And I don't want to be a politician.
No, I mean, it's right. It seems like there aren't very many options as far as how to change Washington, D.C. And the truth is you can't. You can't change D.C. You don't have a chance. The corporate paymasters there are the ones who are in charge, and they're going to continue to be in charge, and they give to both Republicans and Democrats. So it doesn't matter who wins. You lose. Oh, sure, you can crow about how your team won this year, or that they got the presidency and they got the Senate or whatever it is they got.
They're not your team.
Your team won. Well, no, you didn't win anything. They don't care about you. You're just a resource to them. You're a human resource. You pay their salary, or else you go to prison, and they steal your house from you. They steal your family away from you. I mean, it's a sick system. And gangster, mobster, that's absolutely the right word. I don't mean to sound like there's no solution. We did talk earlier on the show tonight about the Free State Project. So for those of you who are not aware, if you love liberty, and that means allowing other people to be free, that means allowing everyone else to be free, if that's what you want for you. If you love liberty, and that means, you know, being able to live your life how you want so long as you don't hurt anybody else, then you should get together with other people who think like that. Let's create a deliberate community of people who care about liberty enough to where they're willing to do that something that she was talking about earlier. And I don't mean violence. I don't think violence is the solution. I think that's only going to make things worse. I don't want to see a violent revolution. I want to see evolution to more freedom. And the only way we have a shot at that is through numbers. You have to have concentration. That's what the Free State Project is doing here in New Hampshire. It's doing an amazing job. In fact, there's now a new hate website about the Free State Project that has gone online. It is FSINH.net. Doesn't really roll off the tongue there. FSINH.net. I suspect it stands for Free State something New Hampshire. I don't know. I'm just guessing there. It's a new hate site because the Free State Project makes an impact. The Free State Project, unlike the Libertarian Party in the United States, the Free State Project participants here who've moved here, like you and I, Mark, we've moved, we're early movers. The idea is to get 20,000 of us.
The Republican Party doesn't make much of an impact for smaller government either. They make a big impact, but it never has anything to do with small government.
In New Hampshire, they do.
They do, yes.
In fact, in New Hampshire, Free Staters are both Republicans and Democrats.
That's true.
And are getting elected on both counts. So here you actually have liberty people who are winning political office and who are stopping bad laws from coming into place in a lot of cases. And we're just barely getting started. You can learn more about that at freestateproject.org. If you want a solution and you love liberty, that's your answer. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. It's a live Saturday edition with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget how to get Bitcoin. Best way, expresscoin.com.
Expresscoin.com, definitely. They're the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whether you want to get Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Darkcoin or Blackcoin, they're safe, fast, easy, inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, or wire transfer. And I think this is the best way, is to actually make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. You just start off first at expresscoin.com. If you do that, that deposit at a credit union thing, you can get your bitcoins or whatever cryptocurrencies within a business day. It's expresscoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, or faster than light, you pick. And get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, all with no fee. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we continue with your calls and thoughts. We go first to Tom, listening in Oakland, Indiana, to WIBC. Hey, Tom.
Yes. I wanted to go back to what you were saying about our borders.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. According to what I understood you to say, our borders should be open. Is that what I understood you to say?
Yeah, and there also should not be any government forced wealth redistribution programs as well. If you want to have a free country, then yeah, you shouldn't have either borders or welfare. What do you think?
Well, I think that in order for you to have a nation, you have to have closed borders.
Now, this was posited earlier on the show, and I want you to tell me, besides North Korea, where is this nation that has closed borders? And if there isn't one, then does that mean that we've had no nations historically?
Every country that I have ever been to has had closed borders.
You mean some kind of controlled borders?
I don't know where you have ever been.
I've been in about 20 countries.
Yeah, I've been in probably a little bit more than that. have you ever been to Saudi Arabia?
I have never been to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Disgusted that the United States government supports a place with a king, that a country that had a revolution against a king now supports a despotic ruling class.
That's not what we're talking about.
No.
What we're talking about is borders, okay? Mm-hmm. What about Mexico? What happens if you come up from Nicaragua and attempt to get into Mexico and they catch you?
Do you want this nation to be like Mexico?
What we're talking about...
You know, when you go into Hong Kong and Singapore, the economically freest and most successful places on Earth, it's very, very easy. They want you there. They want you to spend money. They want you to come there.
Tom, why do you want the United States to be more like Mexico or Guatemala?
I don't want them to be like Mexico or Guatemala.
But you want border controls like they have, right?
Do not construe my words.
What do you want?
What I'm saying is, in order for you to be a nation, you
I don't want a nation. Why would I
want
a nation? No, nations just divide people. What good is a nation?
Why don't you get out of virus then?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm a nation of my own. Can I be my own nation? Can I be a nation of one?
Why don't you get out of ours and go someplace where...
Okay, I already told you I'm not doing that.
I kind of did that. I picked up from Florida. I moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project to bring more liberty in my lifetime here.
Can I be a nation of one, Tom?
You know, children, I really enjoy...
All right, you don't want to talk? Have a nice day. 855-450-FREE. Can I be a nation of one? I want to be my own nation. I don't want anyone else involved. Can I do that?
That would be sovereignty.
Why shouldn't I be able to do
that? The suggestion was the United States, that's what it was about. Remember that the Constitution doesn't give really border control to the U.S. government. It does give naturalization to the U.S. government.
Wayne is with us in South Carolina, listening to WQXL out of Columbia. Hello, Wayne.
Yes, a friend of mine quoted this. Well, he said, do people come to America for freedom or for what's free? Does Mexico or them stations or any other countries welfare, or is there a welfare plan to send them to America? That's what
I can't imagine they have much of a welfare plan.
This country's broke, and these people where I live, they drive new trucks. They never have to pay no hospital bills. You know, I like to come to a country like that too, where I got treated like a king.
Let me ask you this. If you're assuming that Mexicans come here and get welfare, I don't know the answer. I can imagine it's very difficult.
Some do, some do not.
Well, no, it's really difficult to get welfare if you're illegal, right? Like you can't go and present
things. Their kids get it. Their kids get it.
That's fine.
Okay,
their kids get it.
I
got you. Now, if you're assuming that, let me ask you this. Why do you think that you, somebody who's from here should get welfare and somebody who's from across the border shouldn't?
They're citizens. They send them here to get welfare.
That's not an answer to the question. That's a non-responsive answer to the question. They're citizens, not an answer.
Yeah.
Why do you think that somebody from Tijuana deserves it and somebody from San Diego deserves it and somebody from Tijuana doesn't?
They're taxpayers. These people don't pay taxes, and I know that.
That's nonsense.
Hold on. Yep. You don't. What kind of taxes are you talking about? The fact is that half the U.S. population doesn't pay taxes.
They give them a 1099. A friend of mine hired some, and I told him they gave them a 1099. They threw it in the garbage.
That's what Americans should do. Why don't you throw it in the garbage?
Because I get put in jail. They get treated.
So what you're saying is the immigrants are more courageous than you are, Wayne. Is that right?
They're getting pandered to. Why they come here?
No, they're still facing jail, man. They're still putting those guys in jail. Thanks for the call tonight. Now, that's I think, the truth here, right, is that Americans are scared to death of their own government. oh my God, I can't not fill out a 1099. I've got to fill out my forms because of freedom. Freedom, let's fill out more forms. That's freedom. Oh, those other people over there, they're just coming across the border and they're not filling out those forms? Well, shame on them. How dare they have the level of courage that I wish I could have? Let's send the police state after them. Teach them a lesson. Tell them what being free is really all about. That's obedience is freedom. Wasn't it Rudy Giuliani who said that during the presidential campaign in 2008? Obedience is freedom. Let's continue here. We've got John listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, John.
Okay, look, both of you have got to break. I mean, you just got to back away from the pipe a minute. You're nuts.
Which pipe?
I mean, no, you can't be your own country. We are the United States of America. And
whether not me.
Right or not, we are a constitutional republic. We're a country of laws. There is no...
You're not a country of laws. Your leader doesn't... Yes, your leaders do not follow your laws.
You don't... No, you... You're right. You're right. And you're always going to
have... Then you don't have a country of laws! Stop saying that because you're perpetuating a lie!
It's an imperfect country.
It's a damn lie!
No,
don't say it. Look, no, here, I'll talk to you about that in just 1 second, but this is really important to me. It's important to me that the average American, the Republicans out there, the people that call in to talk radio, stop saying this is a nation of laws. Because when your leaders don't follow your laws, you don't have a nation of laws. You have a nation of serfs. If leaders hand down rules and you follow them, you're not part of the government. You are the ruled, not the rulers.
Really? Really? Okay, so when you, the statement you made earlier about when you go to Thailand, how it's very easy to get in, they want you to spend money there, and then you go down on the second block and there's a 6-year-old naked boy laying in a cardboard box.
I didn't say Thailand. Thailand has extraordinarily...
We don't have that poverty here. We have structure. We take care
yeah,
of
let's
our own.
Pay attention here real quick, John.
Elk.
John,
yes.
We're talking about Hong Kong, which is not Thailand. Do you understand there's
okay,
a difference?
Okay, either one. I don't care. Go to anywhere.
No,
in Asia.
There's a difference.
Anywhere.
Hong Kong
I've
is very
there.
Wealthy in
I've
comparison to Thailand.
There. Go to the Philippines. It's
okay.
The same way there. Go
John,
to the Spaghetti.
Look, if you just want to act like everybody in them other countries is all just crap, it's crap town over there. They're all poor and living in boxes. No. There may be some people living in a box in an alleyway in Hong Kong because, there's homeless people everywhere. But Hong Kong's one of the wealthiest places in the entire world.
It's because of its economic freedom. The same with Singapore. Because of economic freedom, these places are doing quite well. And that would be the case in the United States if the United States was more economically free.
John, thanks for the call, man.
It's going to continue to deteriorate as it has.
855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here, but only for these remaining moments. There might be enough time to get you in if you're on the line right now at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype is always an option for you over at username lrn.fm. If you want to Skype us, do send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then you can call us from that point forward anytime you want on Skype. 7 nights a week we do this show. Mark, you'll be here live for the Sunday edition of the program.
Indeed,
tomorrow
I will.
Night, with whoever your co-host might happen to be at that time, and of course you'll be taking live phone calls then. So if you don't get in tonight, there's always more time for you here on Free Talk Live. We've kind of stirred things up here. It wasn't my intention to talk about open borders tonight, but man, you dropped that one out there and it just goes off like a bomb. In fact, Mark, somebody called in, one of the callers from I think the last segment, John apparently, I think it was in Myrtle Beach. He is going to call the station on Monday and he is going to have us pulled off the air.
You know,
the free speech.
The point that I was making on this is that the United States is moving down the economic freedom charts.
Yes,
we're talking
down to
about
number 12.
Down to number 12, and at the same rate that it's been going over the last 5 years, it'll be number 62, tied with Romania in 25 years. I think this is really important. I mentioned several ways of increasing economic freedom here in the United States. One of the ways is that you can boost your economy in any country. You could look at this. You can open up immigration. Now, I think immigration should be increased. I don't think that under the way things are being currently done in the United States that that will do very well to just open the borders wide open, because you got this welfare state going on and people would come here to get taken care of for free. And that's a bad thing. And that should be done away with. Also, you have the United States all over the world doing military stuff, and that creates enemies. You don't want enemies just to be able to come across the border. However, I think that if you don't have open borders, you don't have free people crossing borders of free countries. So you don't have free people. You don't have free countries.
Yeah, I like freedom. I'll take
it's
the risk.
It's just a concept.
I'll take the risks that come along with freedom. Let's go to Chuck, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. I don't know where to start now with all this excitement on the air. But
I don't know, but are you on a hands-free device or something like that?
I am not driving.
Okay, very good. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the one comment that was made a while back ago about the someone, and forgive me, I'll paraphrase here as best I can, that the gentleman didn't like our leaders in Washington. And it seems as though people all make a comment like that and not realize where these leaders come from and how they earn their jobs. And I don't know. I think people are very lazy in the democracy and don't do their best to go and vote the establishment out. And
just to be clear, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. What makes you think that by voting for the other party, you'd be voting the establishment out?
Oh, no, you can't vote for the other party. You can't do that. You're just voting. I mean, it's just
it's a scam. They're scumbags. They're scumbags on the red team, and they're scumbags on the blue team. So I'm glad we're on the same page there. There was one other thing I wanted to clarify. I didn't use the term. I don't think you did, Mark, because I would have called you on it. I don't consider these people leaders. At least, you know, they certainly don't lead me, and I don't want them to lead me, and I don't want to elect somebody to lead me because I'm in charge of my life, and I don't want to give that up to anybody. I don't know about you, Chuck.
Yeah, no, I agree. I use the term more or less as a definition of the people in D.C. who are...
But that's not what they are. They're criminals. They're criminals, and they're thugs, and they're gangsters, and those people shouldn't lead anybody.
This is one of the things that I think is really disempowering about this conversation, the you get the government, you deserve conversation. I would agree.
I'm not saying that.
Well, right? Like, you're saying that the politicians get there.
Right. I'm not saying that we get the government we deserve. I'm not saying that.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying we need to work in order to get the government that we deserve.
Do you have to work?
Right. I mean, people spend their lives trying to change one small thing.
You can spend your whole life trying to change the school board. I mean, it's just crazy.
Here, let me tell you about this. You may not have heard the whole show. Let me tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 people who believe in the ideas of liberty, real human freedom, to one state where they can have success. In that state, we have had success, New Hampshire, we have had successes far beyond the other 49 states. And I think that what you'll see over time is that New Hampshire continues to pull ahead in the areas of human freedom, becoming one of the freest places on earth. And that's the best solution I can have to this. The whole let's vote the bums out
never
thing.
Works.
It's been going on for
and
decades.
And he is acknowledging that doesn't work. Chuck, I thank you for the time. We're short on it, so thanks for calling tonight. Let's go to, I think we've got Luke listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Luke.
I'm actually not listening. I knew you guys were on air. I just wanted to call in.
Thank you. Good enough. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been getting into Bitcoin more and more lately. I've read about it a lot. I'm into computers and things, and I just started using Bitcoin for more things. And I tell you, it's so nice, and it feels kind of empowering, and it's very easy.
It's easy.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. I got the Pro XPN with the Bitcoin. I got a pretty solid discount on that. I ordered some pizzas the other day with a gift card I bought through a vendor that accepts Bitcoin for gift cards. I bought some things online from, I bought some computer parts. So it's very easy to get into. So anyone who isn't yet, who's really thinking about it, just jump on and do it. I mean, everyone who's listening,
There's a great website called WeUseCoins.com. It's a really good introductory website with like a quick 2-minute video that you can watch to really explain briefly what Bitcoin is. And actually, I was on the streets today in Keene, New Hampshire, handing out Bitcoin flyers to people. And, some folks are interested, some folks not so much. I actually got a new business to start taking it in downtown Keene. So, yeah, there's another local business that's taking Bitcoins. It's actually like a vegetarian food truck. Luke, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Mike listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Mike.
Hi. First of all, I will agree with you guys on the politicians. They're all crooks.
Yep.
But you guys were talking about illegal immigrants, whatever. I mean, you guys are basically saying because we have a land border with Mexico that everybody should just be free to come here.
Well, as long as first of all, ideally there should be no government welfare and people should take care of each other on their own voluntary means. I don't want to have a police state. So the only
before 1969, people from Mexico could come here, and then they went home after the growing season, the harvest season was over.
I mean, if we've got a truly free, wonderful place to live, then people from all around the world should come here and make a better life for themselves. I mean,
that's 67.
That sounds like freedom to me, and a police state sounds like people on the border checking IDs, show us your papers. I don't want to live in that world.
Well, but if everybody's coming here, then how are the people who are born here, whose families have been here forever, supposed to live?
Well, almost everybody here was an immigrant at some point, right? And so the actual path to immigration here in the United States is ridiculous. It's fraught with difficulty. It's insanely expensive. So I can't blame somebody for...
Because at some point, our country, the people in Washington realize we can't just keep letting everybody come here, sign an X on a piece of paper, and become a citizen.
Why not?
We have to shut it down. Because at some point, you have more people than your economy.
Doesn't work like
handle.
That. Well, when you've got freedom,
how does it not work like that?
When you've got freedom, people come here and they buy things and they sell things, right? Like people consume and they produce.
How many illegal immigrants come here and produce a product to sell?
They all produce labor.
Yeah, anybody that's working in
yard work,
anybody that's
like that.
Landscaping or roofing or doing construction,
they're all creating
products.
They'll do cheap labor.
Yeah.
With no insurances, no nothing. So when they get hurt or someone that gets hurt because of their stuff, there's nothing to fall back on.
Well, I mean, it should be up to me as a homeowner to decide who I want to hire. If I want to hire a yard crew that's not insured and they do it for half the price, then I might just do that because, you know, I'm willing to take some risk. They're willing to take some risk, and why should somebody
have you two guys ever had to work a manual labor job in your life?
I did roofing, dishwashing. I've done regular construction work.
So,
what do you want
you're telling me that as doing those jobs, if you still did those, you would have no problem with an illegal coming here and cutting the throat of your boss by undercutting him by hundreds of dollars, and you don't get to work anymore.
Well, yeah, I think that's a real issue, right? Like that's a difficult thing is when you're competing against other folks. But you know, consider that manufacturing in the United States has had to change over time because of the introduction of cheap items from China. Consider
I work in manufacturing.
Consider what happened to the blacksmith industry and the farriers when cars were introduced. They don't need horseshoes anymore.
It's competition, man. Competition's supposed to be something that folks value in the United States, but when the competition hits their own industry, all of a sudden they turn into protectionists. I wish we had more time for you, Michael. We're out of it for tonight. Join us again. If you're in Indianapolis, you'll hear us every Saturday night there on WIBC. If you are elsewhere, check your local listings. You can always go to affiliates.freetalklive.com to see when and where we are on all across the United States. And, of course, you can always get us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Mark's on tomorrow night for the Live Sunday Show. Same time, same place, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.